Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here and great to be part of the convention. And I feel like I'm using a roadmap, but I want to get right into this about what's happening with pirate radio in South Florida. It's been very big for years. In fact, some people think I'm an FCC agent. I'm not an FCC agent. I'm just a white Jewish blind American disc jockey, DXer. We have 22 pirate stations. Let me begin. I will give you the frequencies. By the way, they're on the website. And I don't have a computer. I do have one, but I don't know how to use them. But let me give you the frequencies. Okay, let's begin with, 104.7. We begin in Haitian territory. Their Haitian religion, they're kind of overmodulated. They are on the air 24 hours a day. Then we go to, 103.9. I'm debating whether or not they are pirate because of the fact that they have other core letters that they use, WZBB, and they're in Hollywood, North Miami, Miami Gardens. Then we have 103.1. They are also Haitian, and their religion. Okay, then we come to 101.9, which is extremely overmodulated. They're run by some church, a Reverend Duncan. They play reggae gospel and American gospel. 101.1, the Hour of Power station. They are Haitian. Now we have a new one, which is interesting. 100.3. 100.3 is reggae. And they run commercials, by the way, all these stations do. And what they do is they also run this guy by the name of Brother Gary on the weekends, I think. And Brother Gary is also heard in New York and Brooklyn and different places on pirate stations. Now we go to 99.5. There are two pirate stations on that frequency. There's one called Radio LDN. I have no idea what they stand for. They're Haitian, and they're in Miami. And there's one in North Miami, which is hip-hop, and they don't say anything. 98.7, Radio Energy. They are definitely on the website, and they're Haitian. 98.1, they play a lot of music. Then we have the station called the Pure Funk DJs with Bo the Lover. What they do is they run a lot of commercials. They do black gospel. They do old school, new school, and hip-hop. They also tell you that if you want to get your record played, you have to pay for it. Then we move to 96.1, which is reggae. Now a new one, 95.9, rather. Then we move to 95.3, they just came on the air, they're Haitian. 94.3, and after that we have, 92.7, they're hip-hop, 92.5, black gospel, and they carry Brother Gary's program, and they also do other programs. 92.1, Radio Hallelujah, which is Haitian. Then we have one at 91.7, which is nothing, which is just a dead air transmitter. For weeks they've been like that. We have a new one at 90.7, 90.1, which is Haitian, called Radio Toucha Douce. 89.5, which is The Plug, which is hip-hop. And the guys who is on there is DJ Fresh. Then we have, 89.1, Streets FM. They broadcast from different nightclubs and play some really nasty music with cuss words and all kinds of stuff. And then last but not least, we have 88.7, which is the Streets F, which is Blaze FM, and they're also hip hop. By the way, 89.1 has on a DJ by the name of Prime Time. But those are all of the pirate stations. Have they been busted? I guess they've been off the air, but they get back on the air. The pirate stations are always changing down here in South Florida, and you never know what's going to happen. We have WLQY, which is 1320. In fact, I was on one of their talk shows a few weeks ago. And we also have 1580 WSRF, which is out of Fort Lauderdale. On the weekends, we have 1360 WKAT, which does Haitian programming on Saturday night down by Salem. They're on the AM. In fact, oh, I forgot one. There's one at 104.1, which is, they call it The Boss, with a guy by the name of Michael the Black Man that talks about all kinds of conservative issues. In fact, they were using call letters at one time of WBOS, which is in Boston. And they play oldies, too. Okay, thank you for listening, everybody.